This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, yeah! It is another day in paradise, my friends. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08 in your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes.
Got a question, Bob?
Yes, Greg.
Is this where you go, I told you so? In the nicest way possible, of course.
Yeah. Look, here's the deal. The elephant in the room, clearly,
yes,
is tariffs.
Sure.
Tariffs are the talk of the town.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you go.
Ah, everywhere.
Even in the locker room.
Even.
They're going, man, I can't believe how it shrunk. And I'm like, excuse me? They go, my 401k.
Oh, how awful.
So that was, Well, it was kind of a relief in a way. But, So here we are having one of the biggest turnarounds in the history of the stock market. What we have, 2,963 points coming back strong. Now, here's the deal. I'm not going to sit here and celebrate, just like I didn't whine when it was down. Right. It is what it is. I know that sounds trite, but it is what it is. It is the market. And look, if you don't think there's more volatility coming, well, you're kooky. Of course there is. I told you from the get-go that we were going to be on a roller coaster ride.
Yep.
And the market doesn't like uncertainty. Are you certain of how Trump is going to deal with the tariffs? I'm not. I can tell you this. I feel confident that at the end of the day, he'll be able to claim victories on many fronts. Some victories small. Some will be huge. But he will have victories. And so looking down the road, 6 months and a year from now, I see greener grass and paved roads. Right now, still uncertainty, still ups and downs. I'd love to see the market turn around yesterday. I'd be lying if I didn't say it had a positive impact. I was like, good. But again, there are going to be ups and downs. This is going to be a roller coaster ride. But we're going to get through it. We always do. And the guy that's playing quarterback now, yeah, he takes chances. Yeah. But he reads the defense. When he takes chances, they're calculated. And that's going to make all the difference. Calculated for a win. Not for him. For us. For the American people. So, yes, I'm happy that the market did very, very well yesterday. One of the reasons why I was happy was to shut the flipping pie holes of all the naysayers who just couldn't wait to blame everything on Trump. The bottom line is, look, the vast majority of this trade deal really is about China. Not just China, but they're the biggest chunk, okay? So he's isolated that. He is going to deal with them separately. And that kind of, they invited that. Okay, that's fine. That'll make it easier to work out all the deals with everyone else, and the more isolated China is, the more it will benefit us. And at the end of the day, it's going to hurt China. Does that mean we will be pain-free? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. There is going to be some pain ahead, for sure. But the overall outcome will be better. And we would never have seen that outcome if we didn't have a president like Trump. It would be, you know, business as usual. Well, let me tell you something. It can't be business as usual ongoing forever with $37 trillion of debt hanging over us, really over our kids and our grandkids. Mm-hmm. And the way that Trump is strategizing isn't laying a plan so he can get reelected. That's not going to happen. He's laying the groundwork so that America could get back on its feet and be the top world power with a real future for the middle class. That's really what, you know, a great ingredient of what makes America awesome is the middle class. When the middle class is doing well, the nation overall does very well. When the middle class is shrinking and there's a lot of pain, then we don't do so well as a nation generally. I trust in this president, and every time that the naysayers start to open their pie hole with negativity and trying to outguess what the outcome is or trying to outguess or out-strategize Trump, No. Yeah. You're always going to come in second place with him, and that'll be on your best day. So go along with the program. Get along with the program. Know that, look, if you're trying to retire in the next year or two, you know, that 401k might not be looking, you know, as good as you'd like it to. But save for that, and if you do care about, you know, the kind of world that your kids and grandkids are going to inherit, then it's going to be worth some of the short-term pain that some of us are going to feel. Because overall, I just think when he says we're headed into a golden age, I believe him, and I feel that. But nothing great happens without some level of sacrifice. I mean, it's great when the sacrifice comes from everyone around you, not you. I'm all about that. I'm all about me.
Sure.
But let's keep it real. All right, good things are happening. Interesting thing, close to home, Jacksonville. Duval just passed a law criminalizing illegal immigration. I mean, at the local level.
What a concept.
They pull you over.
Yeah.
They question your legal status, take your fingerprints.
Okay.
And if you turn up being illegal, then...
Free ride?
You're good. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Very interesting. That's pretty proactive.
Yeah.
Of them to do that. The city of Jacksonville has ignited an immigration firestorm because they're criminalizing illegal entry. Isn't that interesting?
But criminalizing illegal?
Yes.
Isn't that like a given?
Well, it used to be, Greg.
Oh.
That was a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man.
I need to get with the program.
that idea left about the same
illegal.
Time that, you know, the beaver left the TV.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
And, yeah. And don't be rough on him.
Huh.
So, the city of Jacksonville, yeah, very proactive. We'll dig into that a little bit. And the law, it's a law. 30 days in jail, first-time offenders. Repeat offenders could receive 60 days in jail. So the penalties aren't huge.
No.
But it is definitely a deterrent. And you're talking about Jacksonville's the largest city in the U.S. It's 800 square miles. It's not the most populated. It's the largest.
Right.
Yeah. So this bill allocates money for additional fingerprint readers so that law enforcement and the sheriff there, T.K. Waters, can do his job.
Nice.
We've got so much to talk about. We're still loving on them Gators, and I'm trying to find out details about what's going on Saturday. There's going to be a get-together and celebration, but let me gather up that information and give you a heads up on that in case you want to participate. Also, the Masters. Tease off today from Augusta. and you are listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, morning. Another awesome day. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hey, the Bob Rose Show podcast is available on podcast. Isn't that cool? And all you have to do is download it wherever you normally would, or you can use the Audacy app, AUDACY. Click on subscribe, and you will never miss a minute of this awesome show. And Greg,
yes,
you and the team make it awesome.
Why, we do what we can, don't I?
And you do it.
Yes.
And you and the team do it well.
My pronouns are I and team.
Trump outmaneuvers the naysayers. The market comes back in a huge way as stocks soar. My warning is temporary, roller coaster, volatile. Let's just say volatility is our code word. Not that there's a real use for the code word right. now. But Monday morning, there will be a use for a code word, which will probably not be volatility, but yeah.
could be
because they don't tell me these things because of security.
Yeah.
Rock the country. A festival for we the people. Yeah. It's another big one. And of course, here at 97.3 The Sky, we got free tickets coming up Monday morning. We're talking Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence. It's going to be a big event. It is Ocala, May 9th and 10th. So what you want to do is listen Monday morning to this here show, the Bob Rose Show, and you'll get a code word, and you will text, and you could possibly win your tickets. Message and data rates apply. Tickets are on sale now at rockthecountry.com. It was great last time. I think it's going to be even better this time. I think it's not going to be quite as hot.
That, well, you know, they probably listened to you because you felt like your face melted off last night.
Yeah, I said, it's Florida. We have this. We have these outdoor settings that are absolutely gorgeous. You can do shows year-round. Why do you want to choose to do it when really the hottest time of the year? It just doesn't make sense.
This will be better. Much nicer. More gooder.
It's going to be more gooder. It's going to be we the people, baby. Yeah. American flags.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciating your country. Really good. Like-minded people all around you. It's going to be a good time. All right. So volatility is what is going to occur. The market is going to be up and down. It is. It's going to be a little cagey. Okay? It's going to be like a squirrel. Once in a while, it's going to run up the tree.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's going to dig in a little hole, hiding its nuts. That's the market.
Yeah, pretty much. Got to protect them.
Supposed to be a Gator celebration on Saturday. Everywhere I look, and maybe you have, you know, better search engines than I do, but I can't find details on it. Maybe they haven't released them yet. This, I'm not going to beat on anybody. I'm just going to say this. And it's not maybe just this town, but it's gotten worse over the years, which is nobody in news seems to have information about big upcoming events. It's always reporting after the fact, like, yeah, look at this big party Tuesday, you know, on campus to welcome the Gator National Championship team back. It's always after the fact. I mean, maybe they don't have the resource to have anybody there while it's going on, but they definitely never have much of a heads up. Generally speaking, that's kind of how it's been. It didn't make news until the event actually occurred. Really? If you want to do yourself, you know, a public service to your the local folks, then you need to be a little bit ahead of the curve.
There's a curve,
and I'm trying.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I went to the Gator websites and all that. I mean, that's where the word's going to come from. It's going to come out of University of Florida. So I don't know what they're doing. Get it together, people. Make it happen. Just let us know the information that we need to share with our listeners. It's not that hard. Karl Marx, we call you what we are. We say you're doing what we're doing. Adam Schiff, Karl Marx. Interchangeable? I think that Adam Schiff's actually a bigger liar than Karl Marx was.
I think you're right, because Karl Marx just kind of put out his beliefs.
Yeah.
Schiff's just a bald-faced liar.
He's shifty.
Oh, very.
But this is... He's questioning if people, you know, in the White House, connected in the White House, that somehow they may have benefited monetarily from what's going on in the market. Like, they had... Basically, he's saying insider trading, because they would know when he's going to pause tariffs or when he's going to implement or raise higher ones on China.
Right.
So then they could turn around and theoretically profit from that.
But well, there's a problem with that, though, Schiff. I mean, because when he did it, he announced it. So everybody knew, and they could have done the same thing at the same time. Like... I don't know. Again, the irony of a guy who you go to D.C., you make $175,000 a year, and suddenly you're worth tens of millions of dollars.
Exactly.
I don't know. He should be speaking.
Exactly. And you know what? Do you want there to be scrutiny in this area? Really, Adam Schiff? Do you? Do you really want scrutiny to come? Yeah. And that's the interesting thing. But again, he figures, well, if I'm pointing the finger at those people, maybe they won't come back to me. But we already know you're a sneaky, slimy one. Shady, to say the least. Shady and shifty. But yeah, did anyone buy or sell stocks and profit at the public's expense?
Like he did all that for 2 days of buying.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And in fact, Trump did mention it, that it's a good time to buy.
He said
that before the markets went up, he goes, hey, it's a good time to buy, which is kind of common sense,
but he's telling everybody this is no secret.
Right. Schiff,
what a mess.
Well, what it is Schiff's mad because they were telling everybody and believing that this is it, this is going to be you know, cataclysmic, and that you know, the recession. I already heard some talking head, a lefty talking head, talking about recession. It's like, No, as though it's here, like it's upon us.
Right.
It's like, do you know what the universal thing is for to call it that? You got to have two quarters in a row of negative growth.
So not 2 days of something you don't like.
Yeah, okay. Not 2 days or okay. three or 5 days of yeah. the market dumping. Right. These people, we'll just categorize it in that. These people, and when people question Trump, what did I say? Oh, ye of little faith. And here we are at the precipice of the golden age in America. And I am your friend on the radio, Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here to help keep me between the ditches, yes. amongst other duties, yes. him and the team. Yes. All right, good morning and welcome. We got a ton of stuff to get to. We got great things going on and happening all around us, and we're going to share that with you coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. Happy, happy Thursday. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Top stories. Trump outmaneuvers everybody. The market soars like crazy. But beware, my friends. There'll be some volatility coming our way. It truly is a roller coaster ride. So just buckle up. Like I said, buckle up. Keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle. And the destination, it is going to be greener grass. And it is going to be, you know, roads paved with gold. Milk wow. flowing like honey, or honey flowing like milk.
Sounds
whatever it is.
Familiar.
It's all
somewhere.
Good. Hmm. Well, I feel good. I feel optimistic. But I know in the meantime, yes, there's going to be some pain. There's going to be, some sacrifice. You know, Americans, it's really for most of us kind of a good lesson in a way. You know, maybe we have done some of that. Maybe we found a level of success. Certainly, if you look to probably your family, you know, parents, grandparents, or whatever, the sacrifices they made and to make a better life for you. And that's what Trump's doing. It's not just about right now. It's about future generations. You got to keep that in mind. You talk about a big picture, it's a huge picture. Get it? Hey, speaking of which, our friends on the left love to refer to Trump as some sort of authoritarian, which mm-hmm. I have debunked many, many times. It's pathetic that they try to say it. They're not called out on it. Of course not by the lefty media, but they should be. He's really authoritarian. Huh. I guess authoritative would be different. Authoritarian. In other words, telling you what to do. Well, just the other day, he signed a thing that, you know, coal is coming back, yep. and he's going to save some of the power plants that were going to be demolished, and he's going to expand our energy portfolio, not shrink it. These are good things. These are not authoritarian, right? And then he did sign another one yesterday that it made me laugh. It makes everybody laugh because you can relate to it.
Yeah.
Put into place, I don't know how many years ago, were those, you know, save the water nozzles.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where a shower went from 5 minutes to an hour and 5 minutes?
You've ranted on these things in the past.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
And you know what? He's going to remove all those things that make, you know, builders have to put them in and apartment mm-hmm. complexes and all that. That we all know that this low flow, the idea of low flow. Now, in some cases, it absolutely is good and effective. You know, some of your low flow toilets and stuff.
Sure.
But when you're in a shower, we've all been there many, many times. You know, when you have very low water pressure, it takes so much longer to do the shower. And, you know, you're trying to get the soap out of, you know, and the shampoo out of your hair and all that. And Trump did talk about it. He goes, because you know, I shower and I got to take care of my beautiful hair. And everybody laughed. It was a funny moment. But the point here is, so Americans have a choice. When you go to the hardware store, you say, you know what? You know, I want a substantial amount of, you know, water pressure. I know it's really kind of a little thing, but it's a big thing. Because here we had the government stepping in and telling you how you were going to, you know, save water. And of course, it's all based on theoretical. Again, if you have a low flow shower and it takes you exponentially longer, then you're going to use the same amount and maybe even more water than you would have just under, you know, normal conditions and a normal flow rate. So this to me is another one where, okay, is the left going to admit that Trump is the one that allows Americans to have a choice? Biden wanted you to, you know, he wanted to outlaw gas stoves. That's not considered authoritarian. Of course it is. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he signed a bunch of stuff, and well, it's all good, basically. So you've got all that going on. Did I mention that the Masters tees off today? Augusta? Yes.
Nice.
And, well, I haven't checked their weather, but it appears like it should be pretty nice for that, right? A little cooler in the weekend. They might get some nasty stuff in between. It is Georgia, after all.
True.
Have you ever been to Georgia and not get rained on?
Good point.
I don't think I have. Hey, and my friend Betsy Papine of Papine Realty, she has a whole, a charitable side to what she does called Papine Gives, and they've done a lot for Alachua Habitat for Humanity, for instance. And she's put together the third Greater Gainesville Pickleball Open. So if you're loving on the pickleball, and it's for all levels, it'll be a fun, and if you're into competitive, it'll be competitive too, or fun, or both. But it's April 26th and 27th, the 300 Club teaming up with Trinity United Methodist Church. And it goes for Habitat for Humanity and building affordable housing and transforming neighborhoods. So if you'd like to get involved, go to pickleballbrackets.com, and then you can help narrow it down to the Gainesville, Greater Gainesville Pickleball Open. All right? So let's do it. Let's have some fun and stay out in the kitchen. Pickleballers get it. Stay out the kitchen. 6:45 News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Welcome to another fine day, my friends. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And anytime you have information, whether it's a traffic scenario and you don't want to go on the air, just talk to Greg. Or if you have something else that you'd like to talk about on the air, depending on where we're at in the show, and we'd love to have you. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And our number is 877-975-9825. And those that operate better letter alphabet-wise than numerically, you have 877-WSKY TALL. TALL. What? Well, it's not really talk.
Well, yeah, I know.
Because you'd have too many digits.
It's a way to remember it.
See, you'd have too many digits when you remove the digits from the number and by using letters.
By using letters, yes.
But it is easier to remember. WSKY TALK.
Yeah.
But there's not really a K there.
Shh.
The K is silent, unlike me.
Well, there's that.
Your happy host, Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy's here. Masters teeing off today. And the ASPCA looking out for little critters everywhere.
Yes.
When was that? The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. When do you think it was founded? In what year?
See, it sounds like
wrong.
Really?
I know you know, though.
I know.
You asked me, and I said, oh, I don't know, late 1930s.
See, it sounds like one of those things that would have, like, you know, okay, you know, early part of that part of the century. Yeah, let's protect the animals, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1866.
See, I don't think anybody would have got that right. They were connected to it.
I mean, it was, we were murdering each other in the Civil War, and just days later, we were worried about the animals. Okay. Well, I'm just saying. Wow. First color 3D film opens on this day in 1953. And in 1970, Paul McCartney announces his break from the Beatles. That's where he got his wings. I have to tell the joke again because I know you'll appreciate it.
Okay.
Paul McCartney announces his break from the Beatles in 1970 on this day.
Yeah.
You could say that's when he got his wings.
Wow.
No? I get nothing? No rim shot.
You got to ask.
Hey, we've been talking about China and tariffs and all that.
Yep.
It was on this day in 1971. U.S. table tennis team visits Commie China.
Man.
Commie China.
Amazing.
We can westernize them. Levi's, Coca-Cola.
Uh-huh.
Table tennis. Oh, wait. They kind of invented that.
Yeah, kind of.
Well,
we kind of did, except they decided to have...
They want the hybrid.
They invented the first hybrid, if you think about
it. They did.
You're right. Yeah.
They go, it's capitalism, but we're going to cheat at it.
Exactly. Right. We'll rip everybody else off in the world so that we can win every time.
I mean, you got to hand it to them. They're like, you know, we can't win on the idealism of, we can't win on communism because it doesn't work.
Right.
But we know that we can make our existence greater, more important, and expand by utilizing a common human trait, greed.
Yeah. It's not like the 70s, really. I mean, you stop about thinking about Richard Nixon going over there. You know, our table tennis team goes over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they all had great intentions. But, boy, maybe they just didn't understand how the Chinese thought, or the Chinese leadership thought.
And how, what a grip, I guess, they really had. I think, you know, well, just Iran is similar in some ways that, you know, the younger people, they know there's a better way.
Yes, they do.
But when they're oppressed, suppressed, you know, like in China, you know, run over with a tank, you know, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Tends to, you know, minimize uprisings.
They're trying to squelch that whole independence kind of way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Once again, speaking of China and Beijing, they claim that Pete Hegseth is maliciously attacking China by visiting Panama.
Wait a minute. As in like the Panama Canal?
Yeah.
The thing that we built?
Yes, that's correct, sir.
Okay, just making sure, you know, just trying to get the perspective here.
Yeah. Yeah, he says that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth maliciously attacking China, sabotaging its relationship with Panama. Yeah, we are sabotaging your relationship with Panama.
That's the goal.
Because we know that you're a bad partner. We don't want Panama to date you.
Right.
Okay? Because you're going to bleed Panama dry, take everything that you can take, and you know, and leave them high and dry, which is not a good way to run a canal. High and dry doesn't work.
No. Uh-uh.
So, yeah, just Pete Hegseth going there has got them all irritated.
Well, I should tell you something then.
Yes, it should. That is exactly what it should tell you. It's like that other story that you and I talked about off the air. Prove who you are by your actions.
Yes.
Beijing's all upset. Well, why would you be upset? Well, because we're telling Panama the truth in how you deal with other nations. Okay. Germany.
Oh, yeah. I love this.
Somebody puts out a meme, right? And the meme has to do with the squashing of free speech that is going on in Germany.
It's a journalist. Okay. This is not even just some rando person.
So it's a meme that is saying, hey, you know, quit attacking free speech in essence or using satire. Well, guess what? The person got 7 months in jail. In other words, the government was so mad that you would accuse them of squashing free speech. They not only squashed his free speech, but put him in jail for 7 months.
This kind of proves the point.
It exactly proves the point.
Amazing.
It's a crazy, kooky kind of world, but we're going to get through it together, my friends, and we're going to come out and enjoy the golden age of America once again. Plenty more coming your way on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and you are listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky.